biblical understanding. Sometimes the most foundational, even elementary topics can be difficult to understand. So how do we grab a spiritual understanding to these things that are so crucial to our relationship with Christ? Welcome to Transforming Conversations with Pastor Rock Dilliman. With over 30 years of ministry, preaching, and biblical study, Pastor Rock discusses biblical topics that bring them into a fresh new light that is easy to understand and apply to our lives. And now, your host for another Transforming Conversation, Greg Hughes.
Welcome back to another Transforming Conversation. And today, Pastor Rock, we had just finished up recording one of our 91-week commentary. And part of the commentary today deals with the seal of the Holy Spirit. And whenever we were recording this and I was listening to you spell this out, the image that came to my mind when I think of a seal is like on a Tupperware container where you take the lid and it kind of pops on there, creates a nice tight seal.
And then you burp it.
And then you burp it. Yeah, get the excess air out. Mm-hmm. Right. So that is a mental image that I got. And I'm sure that's not exactly what the author of Ephesians was talking about. So I would really like to unpack this a little bit further about when he's talking about the Holy Spirit is our seal and what that looks like from biblical perspective.
Well, you remember we said that Paul uses the word seal, and in that sentence also uses the phrase the pledge of our redemption. So we were talking about the fact that the Holy Spirit in us assures the ultimate outcome that God intends for us as his people.
Right, right.
But let's unpack that word seal a bit, or the idea of sealing something. And I want to do it. These aren't rehearsed, so I'm just doing this
exactly
off the top of my head. But I want to think of some of the ways we use the word seal or sealing, because I think all of them encapsulate what Paul was talking about here when he said the Holy Spirit is the seal of our redemption and that we are sealed in the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to start with yours, the Tupperware picture,
right,
that you want the lid to seal the container.
Right.
So that the food inside is protected and preserved.
Right.
Well, there's a fitting picture of one of the duties of the Holy Spirit in our life. We have the treasure of God's kingdom within us through the Holy Spirit. But that treasure needs to be protected. That treasure needs to be preserved.
Yes.
From things that would defile it, from things that would spoil it.
Right, right.
Things that would rob it of its youthfulness.
Right.
The Holy Spirit, when he seals us, protects us from those things that would spoil and defile our relationship with God.
That's
he
cool.
does that in a wide variety of ways, but that's one aspect of sealing. It's protected from being spoiled.
Right.
It's protected from outside intrusions that would ruin it.
Mm.
Then another way we use that word seal is to indicate approval. We talk about the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Right.
Whenever you see that good housekeeping seal, that logo,
right,
it means that that product has their approval. They've tested it.
Right.
They've examined it, and it has their approval. Their imprint, if you will, that says this product is what it claims to be and will do what it claims to do.
Right.
That's the seal of approval. Or royalty may use their seal on a legal document
right.
in that land to give the crown's approval of that particular legislation.
Right.
All right. So sealing can have to do with preservation and protection. Sealing can have to do with approval. If we are indwelt by the Spirit of God, we have God's approval. That's why Paul,
oh, cool.
earlier in that first chapter of Ephesians, referred to the Ephesian believers as being accepted in Christ and being approved unto God.
Right.
Because God approves of himself. And if I'm a believer, his Spirit is dwelling within me. And so, sealed in the Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit, means we have God's approval. And so many people struggle to believe that God actually approves of them because they base
right.
that their concept of approval on performance. And our performance always falls short in some shape or fashion from God's perfection. But we're not to base our being approved on our performance as much as we're to base it upon grace and the presence of the Holy Spirit within us. Paul said to the Ephesians, you are accepted in the Beloved. That's a reference to Christ. Remember at his baptism, this is my beloved Son,
right.
in whom I am well pleased. If God is pleased with Jesus and I am in Jesus and Jesus is in me, God is pleased with
Amen.
Me. So to be sealed is to have approval. Then we sometimes use the word seal as a guarantee of authenticity. So
right.
less so today, but often in previous eras, an official letter would be sealed in wax. They would melt some wax where the envelope had been closed, put their signet, their
right.
insignia in that melted wax, and then it would dry. And somebody receiving that letter, if that seal was intact,
right.
would know that the contents of the letter were authentic. Nobody had forged it. Nobody had tampered with it. Nobody had opened it and edited it. It is authentic.
Right.
Well, the Holy Spirit in us guarantees that what we have received in our salvation is an authentic work of God.
Amen.
It's not just some emotional moment we had, some crowd dynamic. If we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit, that means what has happened to us is authentic. We don't have to worry about it being a pipe dream or
right.
Something we imagined or a projection of our own desires and wishes. We can know it is authentic because
right.
it is sealed. And so we even use that term to indicate something is guaranteed. Because if we want to say something is guaranteed, we say signed, sealed, delivered.
Right.
All right. Okay. It's not up for grabs. It is a done deal. It is guaranteed.
Right.
Well, the presence of the Spirit in us guarantees our salvation, guarantees that we're going to continue to be saved, and guarantees that in God's eternity, we will be saved. It guarantees our place in God's kingdom, and it guarantees that we are going to finish the course and that God Amen. Is going to finish what he started in us, because we are signed, sealed,
right,
and delivered. Right. Delivered from our old life and delivered unto God to be a part of his royal kingdom. So again, I'm sure there are other examples, but just off the top of my head, sealing is an indicator of approval. It's an indicator that we're going to be preserved. It's an indicator that our outcome is guaranteed. And another one I just thought of, that something is authentic, but another one I just thought of, Greg, and we'll close with this one. I think in some ways it speaks of God's loyalty to us. And here's why. Mm. If you tell a friend something that you don't want widely known, if you want them to keep confidence,
right,
they'll respond to you if they want to reassure you by saying what? My lips are sealed.
Right.
My lips are sealed. And when somebody says that to us, my lips are sealed, they're really assuring us of their loyalty.
Right.
They're telling us we can have confidence in them because of their loyalty to us.
Right.
Well, the sealing of the Holy Spirit is one of God's ways of saying, you can be confident of my loyalty to you. Again, that's why Paul couples the sealing of the Spirit with pledging of our redemption, the guarantee of our outcome. God is loyal to his people because God is loyal to himself.
That's right.
And in the Spirit, he himself is dwelling in us. So that seal speaks of God's never-ending eternal loyalty to his people.
Amen. And that seal word is, if we get a hold of it, which, man,
I'm sure if we were to sit here longer, we could think of many others. But it's a powerful word when we understand it.
And it's so reassuring. And I've heard you say many times, it's something we work from. We don't work for or to.
Big difference. If you work for God's love, loyalty, approval, it's you'll end up like a gerbil on a wheel.
Right.
It'll never be enough.
Right.
But if you work from it, I've already approved. It energizes your work.
We're already
It sustains guaranteed. Your work. It informs your work.
Right, right. And when God says he does it, you know, he seals us, we're guaranteed that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot easier to work from that than it is to try
That's right.
and work to it. Well, thank you, sir. That's, man, very enlightening. Not at all what I thought we were going to go towards, but how reassuring.
Now, thank you, Greg.